Nedarim, Perek Aleph Mishnah Dalav. Ha'imer. We continue our discussion of different lashonis of a neder. The person said, Karban Oila, Mincha, Chatos, Toida, Shlomim, Sheni Eichel Lecha. He's saying all these things, Sheni Eichel Lecha. He's assuring his achila of this specific thing, or his achila of anybody else's food, or he's assuring somebody else from his food. All these type of cases, he's linking to any type of carbon, they're all awesome. Now, these carbonis are not all the same. A carbon oil is something a person could bring as an adava. A mincha a person could voluntarily bring. A chatos not. A toida b'midah mesuyemes. A person's mukhuyiv a carbon toida. He could bring it as a chiv. He could also bring a carbon toida as an adava. So memela, the rule of thumb is that a carbon that's could be linked up to a neder, there has to be something that could be brought b'nedava. So oila, mincha, toida, shlomim, these are all good examples. Chatos is a little bit problematic. So what the Gemara explains, the Rav brings it, is that chatos can also be brought in one specific type of case, b'nedava, and that's the chatos that a nozir brings. Nazirus is voluntary. So chatos is a dava ha-nodur. All these cases are a lashon of a neder, they're all also. Rabbi Yehuda is matir. Again, this is Rabbi Yehuda that we had in the previous Mishnah where he can't say without the Chof HaDimyan. Here the Mepharshim explain it a little bit more. You look at the Rav and the other Mepharshim where, let's say, when he's talking about Pigel, Noiser, and Tomei, Rabbi Yehuda says it doesn't have to be Kipigel. Why? Because when a person says Eni Oichelach Korben Oilo, the way the Gemara says it is the same way a person could be Mizbate. He's Nishba B'Shem Hashem for emphasis. He's not being matfis onto the Shem Hashem. He's emphasizing the strength of what he's saying, the strength of his conviction by being nishba b'shem Hashem. So he could be nishba b'chaye oilo. You know, in the Welt, lahavdol of Havdol, there's a bitui. He swears on his mother's life. So he could swear b'chaye oilo. So when he says, shalo eichel m'shalcho oilo, what he's doing is he's being nishba, he's being noider on an oiler, but he's not being matfis to the kedusha of an oiler. He's not hanging like a hook, hanging and being nitvas in the kedusha of the carbon oiler. So therefore, without a chof adimin, he's not really connecting to the oiler. It doesn't work. Pigel, noiser, and tomei, however, are isurim. There's no chshivas about them. They're isurim of kodesh. So even without a chof adimin, the only thing he's doing is he's being nitvas in the kedusha of that. So that's where Yehuda's mechalik between those two types. Ha-korbon, ki-korbon, korbon sha'eichaloch, osur. The words ki-korbon, korbon sha'eichaloch, we've had before. Ha-korbon, the chiddush is, you would say ha-korbon, maybe all he's doing is he's being noider on, like b'chaye korbon. Ha-korbon, maybe we'd have such mashmah as k'mashmah, they're not. Then the Mishnah says, Le korban lo yoichaloch, Remeir oiser. Let's break down the words. Le korban lo yoichaloch. Lo yoichaloch we've had. The mashmois of le korban is not so simple. What Remeir is saying is Le korban yehei doime machol cholai. Reuven's telling Shimon that you're eating from me, eating from you, olai, klapi mi, should be le korbon, and that means I'm not shouldn't eat from you. Lo echaloch, le korbon, should be demon le korbon, lo echaloch, kama, lo echaloch, I can't eat from you. So that's a nether. Tanakama Kaneri doesn't hold to that. Tanakama holds la korbon is bishvila korbon, it's like b'chaye korbon. Ho'im lechaveru koinem pi amedabi imoch. Yodai oise imoch. He's answering up a part of his goof. He's answering up his mouth. He's not answering up something concrete. He's answering up piv, yodov, raglov, raglai, mahalchis imoch, osa. What exactly is he answering? What cheft is he? He's answering lechor pa'ulo, dibur, halicho, asio. What he means to ask up is he means to ask up goofoi. So even though he describes a pa'ula, but it's nitvas in a neder es b'chal lecheft. It's chal on him, begufoy. Lamaisa, the Gemara has a whole back and forth, because the Gemara understands, the Gemara has rayas, that even a neder shem be mamish, midrabonon, even though we described as not being chal, midrabonon would be chal. You could describe the Mishnah not as being nitfas bepeh, but being nitfas in the dibur, and enachanami midrayasa tzedav shem be mamish. But Lamaisa, the Gemara would rather explain that the neder is chal befiv mamish, beyodov mamish, beraglov mamish, that's why it's awesome. Perek sheni. Ve'elu mutorin. These are the shoynis of nedarim where there's a hatvasa in something. It would seem to be a lashon neder, but he's being matvis in something which does not have a koyach to extend the parshas nedarim. That means like this: hatvasa is, so to speak, if you want to visualize it in picture form, it's as if we use the term before, connecting, hanging on like a hook. It's literally what it is. He's taking befiv bekoyach hadibur. He could take a piece of bread, chocolate cake, we've used examples, and he could schlep, so to speak, he could hook on to the kedusha that's in a carbon, in the concept of carbonus, and he could be shoyev from that and extend that to asur of the thing that is asurin. That's called hatvasa. Not just a lashon neder, it's literally a hatvasa in the kodesh itself. What happens if he's nitvas, matvis, in something which cannot extend? What does that mean? Why not? Something which is mutter. Okay, of course not. You're being matvis beheter. It doesn't make sense. But there are isurim that are not a dover hanodu. That's the concept over here. So let's read the Mishnah. Elu mutarim, these are hatfosos which do not create kedushas nedarim, isur nedarim. Chulin sho'ich haloch. Like we said, that's pashut. If he's matvis in a dover chulin, he didn't ask for anything. But what happens if he's matvis? He says, kibsar chazir. The isur that's on all chazir flesh in the veld should extend to the piece of bread that I'm talking about. That type of iser is not niter v'nimsar b'dinei cheftze d'nedarim. Cheftze d'nedarim has to be a kedusha, an iser which is chal, durch the koyach hadibur of parshas nedarim. So the iser of chazir is not relevant. Kavoy d'zora is also an iser hano, which is not relevant. Ka'iris levuvin. Iris levuvin is a type of skin. You learn in Masechet Avodah Zarah, where they would take a skin and they would wrap it up and they would make a nekev near the heart, levuvin, the animal, and they would be makiv that Avodah Zarah. It's Avodah Zarah. Kinevelois, regular Issa Bosa Nevela. It's not a dover that chal, not an Issa that's chal, al yidei parshas nedarim. Kitrefois, kishkotzim, all types of bugs or whatever's also, kiramosim, same. Kichalas arinu kitrumosoi. Mutter. This is already interesting. Chalas aroin l'choyre means chal that you separate from dough. Uketru masoi l'choyre means truma from teva. L'choyre, these are chal al yidei a parsha of dibur. Person is mafrish truma sumaisvis and chala when he says hareza chala, hareza truma. So there's an interesting discussion over here. Even though truma is chal al yidei the koyach hadibur, the marshal example that would be, there's a din of a mufla ha-samuch le-ish, where a 12-year-old boy or an 11-year-old, the samuch v'nira to the age of gadlus, has a din of, called mufla ha-samuch le-ish, mufla is miloshen haflo, ish ki yafli, it means a koyach hadibur, ish ki yafli linda neder l'Hashem. So from the age of 12 or 11 for a girl, he can make a karbon, he can make a neder. This is a discussion in the sugya nida, whether that would be mamish parashas nedarim, that if a person would be over, there would be malchus. That's a separate discussion. But al-kabarim, the din of nedarim, all dinim that are told in koyach hadibur, nezirus, korbanos, nedarim, all can be chal by mufla samuch leish. That being said, truma can also. The Gemara nida very clearly says that a cotton could be mafish truma if he's 12, because of mufla samuch leish. So it is really a davar anodur, but the Gemara understands that the only time there's a davar hanodur that could be nitvas is only something which is a person can make voluntarily. Truma, hare the kri is chulin. It's tevel. In order for it to turn into regular chulin, that would be mutil id, he has to be mafish truma. It's not voluntary. The din of tevel forces the hafrosha. So mela, it doesn't have that similarity to nedarim. Mela, it's not nitvas in parshas nedarim. You can't say kichal asan and truma. There's another shmuz, which is to say even more, that truma and chala, truma is maisus chala v'chulei, are taken out of another. They're not chal. You don't create them al-yidei dibur. Be'etzim, in the tevel lies already the din of truma. The isser of tevel. Rishonim say this. Shittas Rashi is a famous discussion. Achronim, then Yomtiv, Asvin deraisa is considered the Mara Deshmaitz. G'deli Achronim have a shmuz. There's Shittas Rashi. The Ran brings such a tzad also. Understand that the isser of tevel, all tvur, which is tevel, the reason why it's also is because it's truma shalei hufrash. It's truma v'chulu muravim. So it comes out that the etzem mitzius of truma is not something that a person creates bidiburoi. It's something that he's mevarer what should be the truma mitech hakri. But the tevel is a chalois that's chal al yidei midaraisa. It's chal al yidei mishamayim. So it's not something he creates, it's not a dover another at all. Not only is it not a dover another that he could do voluntarily, it's not a dover another at all. Hoimeli ishtoi, hareot alai ki imo. Somebody asks his wife. A person could ask his wife theoretically, but no, we had in Ksubis, where he's asking his wife b'tashmish, so that's a whole discussion. But let's say he says, hare at olai ki'imo. He's answering his wife on him like his mother. His mother's not a dover another. His mother's also because of Pasha Varayis. Poizchen lo'i pesach mimokam achesh lo'yoko reish b'chak. The very interesting halacha. What the Gemara explains is basically the Mishnah is saying that it's not chal. It's not a dover anod. It's like all the other, it's like saying chazir, bas b'cholov, all the other sum that we had before. However, we don't just let it go. We're going to go the route of having to be makel only by being matin adorim. This is what's called poischen le'pesach mimokam acher, which means we open up a mokam of charoto for him to get out of it. Now, there's another chumra over here also. There's two types of hatoras nedorim. We'll learn about it, Mitzvah Hashem, in future prokim. There's one type of hatoras nedorim where a person is mischarat al guf haneder. There's a reason why I have charoto that I made the neder. There's another thing, is where he doesn't have charoto al guf haneder. Il mole hoyisi yoideya, that such and such was going to happen, so memela that I wouldn't have made an neder with. It's a little bit more harder and intricate to create that type of hatoras nedorim. We'll see him at Hashem. Over here, because this is the type of thing that a person could be make a roish on, so they didn't allow him, A, they didn't allow him to walk away from this neder without HaTorah, even though Mederais Avad, the neder is not Chal. B, they made him be Pesach Mimokamacha, which is harder to come by. Koinim Sheni Yoshin, he makes a Koinim, Meloshin Neder. Sheni Yoshin, that I won't sleep. Sheni Midab, I won't speak. Sheni Mahalach. Or he says, "Koinim she'eni mishamshech, I won't be mekayim mitzvosoino." Hareze belo yachel dvoroi. Now here also the Mishnah uses a strange lashon. What the Mishnah means to say, the Gemara explains, is that over here also midaraisa he's asking up a pula for a shvu, it would be fine, but a neder is a nisachevza, like we explain. So mele over here the Mishnah doesn't say it's a neder. The Mishnah says no, it's not a neder. However, we don't allow him to just walk away from it. Again, because shelo yakol roishu bekach memele midrabbonon we aser, even a dover shem b'mamish we aser, and belo yachal dvar, he has to keep his word, and he'll have to get out of the neder epsazaitig away. Now, this interesting thing is that l'cha'iro, when he says koinu shenim shamshich, l'cha'iro has been mevatel mitzasei deraisa v'oina, peiveriv y'oina. V'ezois the Mishnah, shvua sheni yosh, and here he makes a shvua on a dover shem b'mamish, avadat chal. Sheni midaba sheni mehalach also. A person can ask up any pu'ula with a shvua because that's an isa gavra, not isa chevza. So with the avada, it's awesome.